WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. We're talking unexpected setbacks, disappointments, those days where you just want to hide under a blanket and binge-watch reality TV. We've all been there, right? But the thing is, how we handle those curveballs, that's what truly defines us. That's where resilience comes in, folks. It's not about being immune to hardship, it's about bouncing back stronger, wiser, and ready to take on whatever comes next. Think of it like this. Every challenge is an opportunity to level up, to become a more adaptable, more resilient version of ourselves. And trust me, that's a superpower we all need in today's crazy world. So, buckle up because today we're diving deep into building resilience, exploring practical stoic practices that can help you navigate life's inevitable bumps in the road. First things first, accept what you can't control. Ever feel like you're constantly battling the winds of change? Well, newsflash, some things are simply beyond our grasp. Trying to force a situation or outcome that's out of your hands is like trying to wrestle a hurricane. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Next up, cultivate a growth mindset. Think of challenges as stepping stones, not roadblocks. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to grow? Remember, it's not about avoiding mistakes, it's about learning from them and becoming stronger in the process. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, which means we make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes we stumble. The key is to treat yourself with kindness and understanding during those moments. Imagine a friend going through a tough time, you wouldn't berate them or beat themselves up, right? Extend that same compassion to yourself. Don't underestimate the power of gratitude. When things are tough, it's easy to get caught up in negativity. But taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big and small, can shift your entire perspective. It could be a beautiful sunrise, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or simply the feeling of warm sunshine on your skin. Finally, remember that you're not alone. Building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but remember to reach out for support when you need it. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you have people who care about you. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly, bam! You trip on the sidewalk and send your carefully curated coffee latte flying through the air. It splatters all over your new white shirt, leaving a brown, sticky mess. Talk about a total bummer, right? Now, how you react in that moment defines everything. Do you throw a tantrum, curse the universe, and walk away feeling defeated? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation with grace, and laugh it off? You might even use this opportunity to strike up a conversation with someone who also witnesses the unfortunate incident. See, even in seemingly negative situations, there's an opportunity for growth. By practicing self-compassion, finding humor in unexpected moments, and focusing on what you can control, like cleaning up the coffee stain, you turn a potentially stressful experience into a moment of learning and connection. So, here's the deal. Building resilience is a continuous process. It's about embracing challenges, learning from setbacks, and cultivating a mindset that thrives even in the face of adversity. Remember to accept what you can't control, focus on your growth, treat yourself with kindness, appreciate the good, and never underestimate the power of human connection. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could use a little resilience boost, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag TheCalmWithin. Let's build a community of support and strength together. And remember, even when life throws its best curveballs, you've got this. Until next time, stay calm and keep rocking those challenges.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.